Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You've heard me discuss my relationship with Josh Arnold for some time. The reason I advocate that you give Josh a call is simple. Trust and results. Josh has seen it all when it comes to economic and market conditions. As has been said, through all of our relationship, past results do not guarantee future returns. And while that is true, Josh can make sure that your retirement objectives match your investments. You can understand that Josh will make sure you are not paying more in fees than you are seeing in returns. Yes, that is more common than you would like to think. Do yourself a favor and have a booking with Josh for the 48-minute free evaluation. This is a no-obligation meeting. Call Josh at 952-925-5608. You will be glad that you did.
Investment services offered by Josh Arnold Investment Consultant, LLC, a security investment advisor. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. All investments involve risk. All comments and opinions are Josh Arnold's and do not constitute investment advice.
Patrick Royce is a paid endorser.
Oh, it's fun. Crazy. It's painful, but it's wonderful.
What is the name?
It's Royce Unchained.
All right, Patrick. What did you do on a weekend where sports-wise it was pretty light?
Well, I was transfixed by the Gophers for a while because I couldn't believe what I was watching.
Saturday against Maryland?
32-11
oh, my
at
God.
One point. 32-11. You'd like to say these guys have quit on him, but I don't think they've quit. I think they're just... Oh, they're out there in a maze. They can't believe how rotten they are, you know. They can't do anything. They can't shoot. That's an obvious problem when it's 32-11.
Yep.
They can't defend. They can't handle the ball. They turn it over hellaciously, and they don't rebound well. Outside of that, they got it all figured out.
Yeah.
A couple weeks ago, I tried to smooth it over and say he's, you know, they played Michigan tough, and that was fairly impressive with who they had in the lineup. But God Almighty, since then, I don't know.
Seven in a row, right? They've lost seven in a row now.
Seven in a row. Yeah. We'd have to go back to last year, but I think they only won like two of their last 11 last year or something. So they're like 1-23 or 22 or something like that. I mean, two and 22 or something. Awful. It's awful. But this team is worse than last year's because, you know, last year didn't have any talent, but they had Peyton Willis and he played good. And Battle was better because I think because he was getting better shots and things. And hell, you'd take E.J. Stevens back instead of these guys. They can't shoot. Wow. It's just brutal. Did you watch much?
Unfortunately, like you, I started watching and I couldn't turn it off.
Well, I can tell you that I turned it off for a while in the second half, and I turned it back on. There were like 5 minutes to go, and down there behind the Gopher bench, like the picture showed 12 rows. There were four people left.
Yeah.
There was four. Everybody. You got out of the you got if you waited till the end of the game, the parking lots were clear. That was one thing. Although, how many people did they have? I don't know.
9,000 they announced.
But it looked small. And you know what? The crowd never really got into it. And I don't know why. Just because they were down 32-11, that's when the Gophers could have used them, right? Oh. I don't know.
What do you do?
He's going to survive this year, but. He might not. He said, judge me in year four. He might not make it. He might not make year four.
I agree with you.
I mean, with the amount of money, they got to do something. Either price-wise, they can't consider that this is sustainable basketball, being terrible, and trying to still charge people who want to come up to the gate $40 to get into the game. They should be charging $2.
Yep.
They should, you know, and the people, season ticket holders don't like it. Tough bananas. What do you care? You're losing all
the upper
of them
deck anyway. Should be $5
anytime. Anywhere, you know, below $5 tickets. Anywhere below the chair backs probably should be, right?
It's awful. Oh, God. It's really sad too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's. I don't know about the Pioneer Press. The Star Tribune keeps covering it like it means something. It doesn't. It's over. You know?
Yeah.
Wait till next year. You should have 8-inch game stories.
Well, you mentioned this last week or 2 weeks ago, and I think you're exactly right. So, like, the Strib keeps writing about these two kids that are coming, the mm-hmm. recruits. But as you said, if they get here and it's anything like this, they're not going to stick around.
No, no, that's the bad part. Who's, you know, they're going to.
Dennis Evans ain't going to say, you know what, I want to be 4 years of this.
I'm staying here for 4 years. And the other thing is the guys, a couple of these guys are going to leave this year. I don't know if anybody's good enough to really lament. I mean, you kind of like Payne and might have a future, and Joseph, if you have anybody around him who can shoot the ball and give him a little space. But they're going to lose more in the portal than they're going to gain with a team like this, right? If you're going to be back,
probably.
You're going to be back to getting guys from Lafayette,
yes.
You know? And the one they got this year, the Samuels guy, was what? Dartmouth or something? I don't know. It's incredible. It's
the state of Gopher basketball as a whole, men's and women's,
and
is not good.
And those places. Unknown
caller. Hey, it happened early this time.
Keep pressing my button. What's wrong with
the silence? It hit the silence thing on the side. There you go.
All right. And I. Now I wish I knew what I was going to talk about. That place.
Gopher basketball. Women's
that, when nobody's there, that place is such a detriment to you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, God. When you walk in, you know, mm-hmm. come on to town, recruit. Let's see this.
Yep.
32-11, and there's 4,000 people in this mammoth old dump of a barn.
Yep.
You know, I don't know. And if you wanted to replace it, you know how much it'd take 5 years to tear that thing down? You'd have to bomb it.
You can't, because the asbestos would come flying out.
You'd have to napalm it and hope it burned to the ground.
Can you imagine the amount of asbestos in that place when you start to take it apart?
And and next door you needed the facility for the volleyball and stuff next door, but it's frightful. Yeah, there's 350 teams out there. You make free throws worse than any of them.
Yep.
How can that be?
I don't know.
350. The St. Thomas Thursday. Now, I thought it was last night, but it was Saturday night. But it was Thursday. 27 out of 29 on free throws. You think if we sent the fellas over, Johnny Tower could they hire Johnny to give him a little seminar on making free throws?
I'm telling you, Pat, it's really sad. Like, it's really sad because we've seen this thing at its height, right?
Yes.
Which is not, you know, North Carolina or Duke.
No.
But it's a hell of a program, and this is just pathetic.
Yeah, and it was, you know, the funny thing is that Patino's last year, they had some good wins early. But then they lost 7 in a row.
Yep.
And they were, you know, he deserved to get fired, but just what is hard to explain for Ben is the fact that everybody he talked to his team and then everybody left.
Correct.
That's what makes you wonder what they didn't like the vision, or I don't think he came in there and like Dion and said, "All you guys get the hell out of here." No. I don't know. It's off the radar though. We have to stop covering the thing like it means something. You know, doesn't mean anything.
Well, yeah. Nobody other than a very small faction of fans now cares. The disappointing thing is this too. So on Saturday, I watched a good portion of the Iowa State Kansas game.
Yes,
and Iowa State's pretty comparable.
Yeah,
right. Iowa State hired the guy from Nevada, right?
Yeah, he only stayed at UNLV 1 year. He was assistant someplace,
but
I think. Yeah. South Dakota State.
Yeah, and then went out there for a year and came back to Ames. That program is exactly on the right track.
Yeah, they had been pretty good, and then they had a horrendous year.
Got the guy fired.
Steve Brom or whatever his name was.
Yep.
They like almost winless in the Big 12. And then, I don't know where he went and got the players.
But, and Kelscher.
Yeah.
Looks Kelscher, good there now.
Yeah, Kelscher.
He's in his 15th year, but he looks good.
Now, that wasn't bad. From all I heard was Kelscher had bitter family members who didn't like all the abuse he was taking on social media about not making any shots and said, get out of here. The thing about him is he can defend and he can make a shot once in a while. He's playing good. Mm-hmm. It is funny, though. Carr's still playing.
I know.
I don't know how that works. He was at Pittsburgh for a while.
Yep.
Then he was in here for a long while. Yep. And then he was going to go to the NBA. And now he's in his second year at Texas, right? Yes.
Yeah, he's in his sixth.
He's got to be seven. He's got to be seven.
I wonder how old he is.
He's got to be 25.
I think you might be right.
I think he was at Pittsburgh for two. Here for two, maybe only six.
He didn't get immediate a grant to play here, right? Didn't he have to sit at the time of year?
Yeah, they did make him sit.
And
for
I think
a
they
year.
Complained. I think the Gophers were very bitter about that.
Yeah, they were. Pitt made him. Yeah, so he played two at Pitt. He sat one. He played two here, and he's two in Texas. Got to be year seven. Yeah.
He was born. He's 23. He was born June 6th of 99.
You know, they should have just been like high school with the COVID. They should have just said, "Sorry, guys, tough bananas. It's life. America suffered. So do you. You don't get a year. You don't get an extra year."
Yeah. Well,
unless you were a senior.
Yeah.
Yeah. Unless you were a senior. And then maybe.
Well, they get an extra year for that now. They can transfer. Yeah, it's the greatest deal.
Yeah, oh, God, yes. Yeah, well, they don't have to sit out a year when they transfer now. So.
Right.
But, and then they, you know, they say that they got an aunt who lives 120 miles away who broke her foot.
Yep.
And they say, well, okay, you get an extra year for medical there because you got to go visit her once in a while. So it's ridiculous. I don't know what. And this was a bad weekend for them because there wasn't an NFL playoff game to get us off talking about them. Now, here's the question. Could the Gophers have defeated last night's Denver Nuggets? That's what I want to know.
Fighting chance, yes. Yes. How about that?
How did they let them get away with it?
Why did I go?
They don't even get on the plane. That's the worst part. They don't even fly in.
Four of the five starters do. It wasn't a couple of guys.
Fly in. No.
Four, they made one. They brought, I think, Porter along. I think he was the one guy.
Yeah. And he's like semi-starter. Yeah.
That was a G League team.
Yeah. What, how do they get away with that?
I don't know. I have no idea.
I don't either. Okay, Jokic, give him a night off. Oh, my God almighty.
Why are we playing 82 games then is my question.
Yeah, and why are they conceding to this team? You know, you can come in here and give one of your guys a night off and come in and give Jokic a night off and you can still come in here.
Well, they played
win.
At home against the Hawks on Saturday,
yes,
right?
Yeah.
So my guess is that they didn't want to sit their starters
and
at home.
They play these guys again Tuesday out there, right?
Yeah, and so they'll play their guys again.
And they'll beat them by 50.
But I have no idea. To answer your question, I have no clue how.
Remember when Pop started it in the league? You couldn't do it on TV games.
Yep.
And then they started. Then there was this proposal that if you were going to sit guys, you had to do it at home, not on the road where you were taken. Everybody just ignored it, and now you can do anything you want to.
Yeah, four or five starters.
Yeah, I didn't watch at the start. I was watching something else, and I turned it on. I saw the score, and I said, "The hell's going on here?" Then I looked at the box score and I said, "Oh, okay. Either they had a plane crash, or this is something's going on here. And if they had a plane crash, we probably would have heard about it." So, anyway.
Well, and the worst players wouldn't have survived.
No.
Your worst players all make it.
Yeah.
Your stars all perish.
You know what upset me last night? Luka comes in and gets 17 points in 5 minutes, and he doesn't play last night. I suppose because of the two-way contract restrictions or something. Luka wasn't in the even.
No, street clothes.
He was in street clothes.
I asked Jace from the Pioneer Press. I said, "What? Why is Luka in street clothes?" He said, "I don't know."
Yeah, something said about you can only have him dressed for 40 games or something, and we didn't think we need Luka when
Luka looked like Abdul Jabbar against the Magic.
I know, he was the only guy that did anything. You know what? I think that as media members, you got to like Austin Rivers because he talks a lot.
Yep.
But he is, for a mediocre player who's been with 14 teams, he's got a mouth on him, doesn't he? What's he? A guy's yelling at him from the bench. So what?
Yeah.
He wants to be respected. It's the NBA. You're trash-talking his life.
Well, and he went back, he confronted Mo on the bench.
He confronted this monster on the bench, and then Mo got up. It says he took a swing at him. I didn't see him. Maybe a push or something, but Aaron Ruper, who's out in Washington and follows the NBA, follows the Wizards, said they ran him out of Washington because the other players hated him.
Really?
Rivers, yeah. I think he's probably a little pompous for most of the teammates. Well, he seems to be okay here, but And then I was there when he walked in to do his little press conference thing afterwards, which shocked all of us.
Yeah, which I thought was great.
25 minutes after the game. But he changed his, he'd say, you know, how Bamba, he was going to kick the crap out of him, but it didn't bother me that much. He changed his, in mid-sentence, he would change from tough guy to conciliatory. So
I'm embarrassed.
Yeah. Yeah, but he wasn't. So, but then he was saying, yeah, he would have.
I was surprised that they both didn't get more games. Bamba got four.
He got three.
Rivers got three.
Yeah. Well, I was surprised that.
I didn't think you could come off the bench.
McDaniels ran down, and all he did was drag people off. But they dragged him. Suggs should have gotten more for trying to choke.
Yes.
Suggs was more aggressive towards
Rivers
than Bamba was.
Yes.
Than the player was, so.
And McDaniels got fined, and Prince got ejected, but he didn't even get fined.
No, they were just picking out guys there. They were looking to whoever was throwing.
That was fun, though. That was very 80s-like.
Yeah, it was.
Old-school NBA. McHale would have loved that fight.
Yeah, it did. It was. But it was – the way it started was silly. Mm-hmm. I don't think anybody in the NBA back in the Larry Bird Magic days went over to the other bench and said, I want you to show me more respect. I don't think that was the start of many of those fights. The start of those fights was when Ricky Mahorn clotheslined you like he was a NBA, like he was an NFL defensive
what was
back
the one?
From the 70s.
What, was it McHale clotheslined Rambis?
Yes. Yes.
That was a great clothesline.
Just boom.
Just out of nowhere. That was hockey.
What did he get? Three games for that or something? I don't know.
Probably. Mm-hmm. Probably three games tops.
And nobody took it. And there was no such thing as load management either. They got to stop playing this many games.
That's what. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, if you're going
to
do this.
Next year, they're going to try to fit in that mid-January
tournament.
Are they
doing that?
I think they're doing it. And if you play it, and they're only taking four games off the schedule.
Well, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, if you're one of the teams that advance, you're going to end up playing like 84 games, and in that tournament, LeBron and all those guys will play, which means they'll play fewer games when they're on the road.
And you know where this comes from? Your sports, soccer.
Oh yeah.
These ideas of doing of stopping your season to play more competitive games. That's soccer.
Yeah. Yeah, that soccer schedule. I love this year's soccer schedule. We got to stop and spend 6 weeks playing Mexico, right?
Yeah, or your best two players disappear to go play for their country.
Yes,
while you pay them.
Yeah, I don't. Let's go back to the NASL when we knew who the Kicks had playing for seven straight years.
They never left.
Never left. None of them, they all lived here. None of them changed.
Willie and Ace.
Yeah, Willie, Ace. Yeah, Ace died. But, you know, anyway, there's really not much to celebrate from this weekend.
No.
And Carell decided not even to skate fast.
I love that. Good for him.
He must have went out with Ovi the night before. I got a hunch they had a little rush.
And the kid probably, too.
Yeah.
Ovi's kid, and Ovi and Carell went and had some Some Smirnoff.
Yeah, I bet you he tried to drink with Ovi and found out it's impossible, right?
You know, though, I don't blame these guys. These things are so stupid now.
Oh, God. I had a big tirade this morning. The Star Tribune. Throw me that paper, will you? You got next to you?
I got the sports page.
That's what I want.
Hold on. There you go.
Look at this. Look at this horse poop right here. This right. Poor person, Mark Anderson.
Yep.
For Kirk Cousins, it wasn't quite the NFL record 33-point comeback against the Indianapolis Colts to win the NFC North. However, Cousins was the quarterback for the third and final flag football game at the Pro Bowl on Sunday. NFC coach, blah, blah, blah. And he rallied, and it ended the conference's five-game losing streak.
That's actually in there?
In the flag bowl! In the flag football game! Look at this story!
Oh, my God!
Look at this waste of space, and it's a game story on a flag football game! God almighty! If I was Mark Anderson from the Associated Press and they told me I had to write a gamer on flag football, I would have said, no, thank you. I'm gonna go find another place to work.
Oh, you know? My God.
Yeah, it's flag football. They covered it like it was a game.
And worse, the Strib actually gave it a lot of space.
Yes. Yeah, we don't have any space, but we gave it the back page to it. Who the hell's idea was this? I don't know. Look at this. These photos.
The only reason to staff that thing is if somebody rips their Achilles,
yes, right.
I want to be there for it.
Well, if they want to send you that,
oh my
you
God.
Know, put it in the scene, two graphs, you know.
It's flag football. It's for fun. Don't put it anywhere.
Yeah, right. You're right.
And it says broke the losing streak?
Broke the losing streak.
It's a warranted meltdown.
Yeah, it is. It's.
So who's counting this? There's game notes for a flag football game?
Oh, sure. I don't know. It's unbelievable. Yeah, I guess I can't say I was hoping someone broke a foot or something. Nah, I didn't want them tearing up their knee and never playing again, but
I guess just Myles Garrett in one of the events suffered a dislocated toe.
Did he? That's all we came up with?
That's all we came up with.
Where was this?
Vegas.
Oh, okay. God almighty.
They played.
Yeah, I saw that today and I looked and I thought it was going to be, this guy's writing it like it's a game.
That's ridiculous.
And he got me thinking about the decline of America.
Yep.
Flag football. We're writing gamers on flag football. And we're now starting a pickleball circuit that's going to be put on TV. Pickleball. That's a bunch of 75-year-olds sitting out at a facility in Florida, hitting the ball to each other and laughing hysterically at 7 o'clock in the morning.
So we're doing a pickleball.
They're going to be pickleball. They're now trying to make it competitive. It's pickleball. It's not tennis. It's nothing like tennis. It's pickleball. You try to hit it to the person so they hit it back to you.
Who's going
to
show it?
I don't know, but I saw some headline on pickleball.
I mean, it is all the rage, but I don't even know how it works.
Well, it's tennis, but it's pickleball. It's like boom, 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 boom.
Wow.
Yeah. You know, geez. Pickleball. And cornhole, too. That's another one.
Are we getting a team? A pickleball team?
Oh, we'll probably have a pickleball team.
I mean, it's a long history of great non-sports in
actually,
this town.
I think there's a big advantage, though, in the warm weather states.
Okay.
You know, it's all the complexes down there that have the retirees.
Like college baseball.
The retirees, they have a big advantage because they play year-round, and, you know, we got to go shovel off some court down at Bassett Creek or some damn thing. Pickleball and flag football. Flag football, we're running the story. My God. If you watched it, by the way, never speak to me again. Don't send me a tweet. Don't do anything. Just eliminate me from your life, and we'll be fine. I'll eliminate you. If you watch the flag football game, I want nothing to do with you anymore, and you don't want anything to do with me, and I don't blame you. I think
I'm just amazed, and I can't believe it got covered. Yeah. Like, I actually have no problem with them doing it. I didn't watch it, but I have no problem.
Too.
But it's supposed to be for fun.
I don't have any problem with it as long as we ignore it.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
I thought that was the whole point of eliminating the game, just to have a fun weekend. Yeah, I mean, these all-star things are for sponsors to go get drunk. That's why they have them. Hockey's the same way.
Well, anyhow.
Oh, my God, that's hilarious.
It is. It is terrible. The NHL kind of was the groundbreaker on this, though, right? Let's stop pretending.
Yeah. Right?
By playing the three.
Yeah, because there was, because just like with football, nobody will hit. Nobody gives a damn.
Yeah.
But they're still trying to, like, sell the 3-on-3 as a real thing.
Mm-hmm.
I like the football just said, screw it. I didn't realize the Associated Press was going to staff it.
Well, somebody said, oh, we got to go to the Pro Bowl, man. We got to go to Vegas to cover the festivities. NFL is huge.
Can you imagine Ray Nitschke in a flag football game?
Yeah.
Dick Butkus.
Bless. Who do we have there? JJ and who else?
Dalvin ended up there because they named replacements. That's the other thing. They actually sent replacements. Which I didn't think they were going to bother doing.
Well, how far down the list do you have to go to get Dalvin as a running back this year? He didn't do anything.
Well, the kid from Baltimore, didn't we talk about this? Jacoby Brissett went through like 2 touchdown passes. They got so far down
really?
The quarterback
they got so
list.
Down Jacoby was
that,
playing?
Yeah, that the kid from Baltimore went.
Wow. Well, Kirk. Kirk was apparently a hero.
Of course he was.
When all he's going to do is get touched, he can throw the ball, right? Yeah. When he's going to get hit, he gets a little flinchy.
I was going to say, he's a 4th-and-8 king in flag football.
Yeah, he's not afraid of the rush then. By the way, this narrative that he was under this, when he made the short throw, that he was under this gruesome rush and was it going to be hit the next step, I don't buy it. They weren't that close.
Well,
he had a minute.
You still got to throw. I mean, I don't care if they were.
He had another tick. He had another second, though. He had another one. He threw it too soon. This idea that the Kirkies are all that he was, they were right on top.
You still
of
can't throw 3 yards. It's
4th-and-8. No, you can't.
So it almost doesn't matter. You have to throw the football at least 9 yards. I'm wrong. Tyler Huntley went, not Jacoby Brissett.
Oh, okay.
Before somebody
Jacoby was the starter in
Cleveland, right?
Cleveland before before Deshaun.
But Huntley threw like 2 touchdown passes and was a replacement on the Pro Bowl team because they couldn't find a quarterback.
Deshaun wasn't very good, was he? Once he got there,
I think they were a mess. Yeah,
yeah. Stefanski survived though. I'm surprised more coaches didn't get fired. They didn't have. What did they end up getting about 6 fired. 5?
Indianapolis during the season, Carolina during the season, Arizona after the season. Probably 4 or 5.
The Chief Wilfs didn't pay him enough to get the defensive coordinator. He went to Carolina instead. Huh?
Well, I think that's part of it. I think part of it, too, is these guys are looking at the personnel and saying, why would I want that job? I'm trying to get, because we're all trying to get head coaching jobs.
Yeah, but Carolina's.
They actually have young talent, though, on defense.
Okay.
And plus, you're probably right. The Wilfs, my theory is that because the Wilfs have always paid coaches well, but they're paying Spielman and Zimmer through next year.
Yeah.
And they're probably paying Ed Donatell to go away. I bet he got a 2-year contract.
Did, yeah.
So, yeah. Mike Pettin, maybe.
Flores is still waiting to.
He's going
to
talk to the Cardinals about their head coaching job, but then he's also got Denver.
Denver wants him, right? Peyton wants him. Well, what are the Cardinals waiting for?
I don't know, because they're the Cardinals. The Colts still haven't moved.
Yeah. I didn't realize Frank Reich got the Carolina job.
Yeah, a couple weeks ago.
Wow. That was weird. That's weird.
Yeah, I guess he's got family. Because he was their first quarterback when they were an expansion team in the 90s.
Well, yeah, I saw that this guy, I mean, so what? They're coordinators. If you got players or not, it's not, some guy's not going to come in and be magically a great
Well, that's the problem with the Vikings.
With this thing.
But I think
with
that,
this squad.
Yeah, yeah, so that they're smart enough to look at this and say, hold on a second here. I'm going to take this job and get lit up. Mm-hmm. And then a year from now, I won't be a head coaching candidate because everyone will say, what the hell happened in Minnesota?
I guess DeMarco won the press conference in Houston. They're all excited about DeMarco winning the press conference.
DeMarco brings a lot of enthusiasm, I think.
Mm-hmm. Winning the
press
conference.
We'll see.
I'm so sick of winning the press conference. I could throw
Who did that start with? Do you remember?
I don't know. We've been winning the press conference for 20 years, though, probably.
Yeah.
Right?
Well,
talking about that.
I feel like we talked.
Phil's big on winning the press conference, wasn't he?
I feel like we talked. I don't.
Kelly didn't win the press
conference. That's the one that's the first one I remember where we talked about.
He didn't win the press conference.
But I feel like around 2000, it hadn't started yet.
Yeah.
But then Chile was 06. Mm-hmm. And that was definitely he lost the press conference. Zimmer won the press conference. But where did that start?
It depends upon what you're looking for. Zim was kind of the new sheriff in town without the braggadocio, but it was, you know, that's what you were looking for then, right?
Yep. Yes, because Denny won the press conference, though. That's a good point.
Yeah, except for Sid. Sid lost the press conference yelling at Denny and yelling at Roger Hedrick about not hiring Pete Carroll.
Oh, my God, I miss that. I miss the days of McCluskey saying, let's go out in the street, I'll kick your ass.
Denny is the second ever African-American head coach in the NFL. He's introduced. He's sitting up there proudly. He gets his purple hat and Sid starts bad-mouthing Hedrick for hiring him and not Pete Carroll.
Do you remember that, too?
Yeah.
It was the same exact time, I think, right around that time, Sid was pushing for Pete Carroll for the Vikings and Jerry Noyce, the tennis coach, to be the AD.
Yeah.
And they hired McKinley Boston. And Sid.
He had a hard time turning on McKinley, though, because he knew him from when he played.
But he was still pushing for the column always pushed for Jerry Noyce.
Yeah, Jerry, the tennis coach, who he had a good relationship. Jerry might have went, I don't think he went back to Cook Hall, but he might have gone back to Cook Hall. And, you know, Sid would always, when he was there, the offices were all from me to you away from each other.
Yeah.
And he'd stop, say hello to all of them. So Jerry Noyce was a really good guy, by the way. But, he was on a losing streak there for a while. He didn't name any coaches. He used to be able to name coaches, you know. So
I feel like it disappeared around that time.
Mm-hmm. It's great to go back and look in the early 50s, though, when they were trying to get Bud Wilkinson up here, to leave Oklahoma, I think. And they were not happy when they brought in Wes Fessler from Ohio State, because Wes had resigned out there in 1950. And they were really not happy when they brought in this guy from the South, Murray Warmath. And then Murray came in and there was no glad hand and no... Murray did not win. I don't know if he had a press conference, but he didn't win it because Murray didn't give a damn. You know, Murray was a hard nosed Southern fella, and I can't remember, but they weren't real excited when he showed up. That's right.
I do have a Tom Brady update.
What? Did he retire?
No, he's staying retired, but he just told Colin Cowherd that he'll begin his role as a broadcaster with Fox in 2024. So the Fox contract that he signed, the broadcast deal.
He's going to do it next year.
So he's going to take this year off.
He's going to join the crew in 24. Is he going to try to patch it up with Giselle or what? Or is that ship sailed?
I could write that down. You think they could? I don't know. She seems living like her best life right now from what I'm gathering from the tabloids.
She already got a new rich guy, right?
So, oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure that, yeah. I'm guessing that ship has sailed.
Maybe. How many kids they got? Three?
I think three, yeah.
Three, yeah. He might like his
posted
kids.
A weird selfie in like his underwear today. It was very strange.
Yeah, he's a bizarre dude.
he's gotten more bar bizarre.
Yeah, he's a very weird dude.
Yeah.
Well, he was. I don't think him coming back to play was what ended the marriage. I got to think we had issues before.
Well, you know what's the rumblings are that it doesn't get talked about a lot, but I think they were both involved, and he was definitely involved in all that crypto. The crypto money.
They might have lost a lot of money.
And I think he took a bath.
Really?
So I think that
the one reason he came back?
I think, well, perhaps, but just as importantly, I think that might have had something to do with the dissolving, because there's nothing like finances to keep a marriage strong.
Mm-hmm. And that's one nice thing about being a senile 70 or some year old. I don't even know what it is.
I don't
know. So I'm not going to lose any money doing it because I wouldn't know how to buy it if I wanted to. So
changing money at the age of 53 does not sound attractive.
No.
I'm going to ride this out.
Mm-hmm. I sold it. Now you have to report it on your taxes when you sell crypto stock. But, granted, I took $25. I think I just sold. I bought 50.
Well, what'd you buy? 50?
I bought $50 worth of it probably 2 years ago. To build, just like you would buy a stock profile.
Yeah, see.
To build it up.
That's where.
Yeah, but you got to trust these sleazeballs out in California who are talking to you on Zoom.
Yeah.
Who are way smarter than you. It's easier to be a crook, I would think.
I would rather send a prince $1,000 in Saudi Arabia than invest in cryptocurrency.
Not in Saudi, in usually Africa, isn't it? Uganda?
Okay, I would rather send
the post king of Uganda.
I would rather send the $1,000 to get a $500,000 return than invest in crypto. But yeah, I think Brady had a lot of stuff.
The last big plunge I took was a couple of grand in fiat. Because Joe and I decided, because the Pope was visiting this, the North America.
Yep.
And he was popular. And he was driving a Fiat that all the Catholics would go out and drive by Fiats. And actually, it went down to nothing, but it came back. So I think we got a little profit on it. But Linneman, Sharkman, I had him invest the money for me. He says we're good. We're good on our fiat.
The fiat stock?
Yeah.
Oh, so it's still at. So you still got it.
It was $2,000 and we might be up there.
Wait, hold on a second. The Pope drove a Fiat?
Well, the Pope mobile was a Fiat.
Oh, the Pope mobile.
The Pope mobile was. The Pope wasn't. The Pope was driving it.
Did the Pope have it? Hey, I got to get my hat through here somehow. Where's that sunroof?
The Pope was going like this, but it was a Fiat. Yeah.
I still remember when the Pope got shot, which led to the Pope mobile.
Yeah, the Pope mobile.
I was in grade school at St. Therese. That did not go over well with the nuns.
The Pope getting shot.
They were very upset.
Yes. The shooting. Which Pope was it?
Oh,
I can't remember.
That
was a popular Pope. The previous Pope before this guy wasn't very well liked.
Who's the Pope that got in the 80s and almost immediately it felt like died?
Yeah, who was that guy? He lasted 20 minutes.
That was a short-lived pope.
Well, they don't take young guys.
No.
They don't get like a 38-year-old pope.
They get the ex-cardinals.
Not like Trump putting 40-year-olds on the Supreme Court, that Annie, whatever her name is, the hardcore Catholic.
What's Kavanaugh? 50s?
I think he's, I think he's early 50s.
That guy was a
40s.
Good time in college. It would have been fun to hang with Kavanaugh.
Yeah, right.
Beer parties, beer bongs. Yeah,
yeah, if you didn't mind being molested, I guess, if you were.
Oh, good point.
But anyway.
That's not the part I meant. I meant the partying part,
to
be clear.
The drinking, raising hell, yes. Yep. But, they don't go for young popes. They don't.
That's a good question. Like, who's the youngest pope ever?
Well, you go back to ancient times.
Yeah, you go back to a long.
Well,
long
I'm going. Okay. Modern era popes, okay? Just to be clear.
John Paul I, who was only in there for 33 days. This must have been the guy you're talking about.
John Paul I,
he was 65.
Oh, he was young?
He was 65.
He was a kid.
Uh-huh.
We didn't even know if we liked him yet or
not. Nope.
Right?
That was also a tough week at Mass.
You know, I'd say.
Didn't go over well when he died quickly.
Oh, man. Yeah, every you're with me though. Every time Easter week comes in, you have flashbacks of
Stations of the Cross.
Station to how much time you spend in church.
Oh, my knees still hurt.
Oh God, they do.
Up and down.
When I'm so old, they didn't have padding.
Ugh.
When I started in the 50s.
Oh, see,
they didn't have padding. It was wood. It was wood.
It's like back before they put the outfield protection on the
yes,
wall.
Yeah, it was.
It was like Babe Ruth. You ran right in the damn wall and knocked yourself out.
Wood. And they checked to make sure you didn't have your butt on the. On the bench.
Yep.
Lean back.
I got in trouble for that.
Oh, yeah.
In the 70s still.
Yeah, oh, yeah. They didn't like that.
Couldn't rest.
Mm-hmm.
But the stations was tough because you'd have to go from station to station.
Yes.
Whew.
You never made altar boys, did you? Were you ever an altar boy?
Oh, yeah, for about 6 years. Good one, too.
I was about 2-3 years, and then Daniel Wickerding got us thrown out for...
Really?
Daniel, my neighbor, and I, he would use bad language once in a while, and he took me along for the ride. I might have sneaked in a couple, too, back then when you're about 11.
And you got
thrown
booed?
Out. We got thrown out by Sister Marna, yeah.
Oh, in class? So, like, in class?
No, thrown out of Alder Boy.
No.
I don't know where she heard it, in the hallways.
Okay,
or so,
but this was...
She hated us anyway, so...
Hold on a second, though. I would consider it to be not a bad thing to be dismissed.
No, but it didn't get you out of church.
No,
not
no.
with the Irish Catholic
mom. No. No, but that's different. But what I'm saying is, because the best thing I did as an altar boy was I started to work funerals of people I didn't know.
A little tip.
Because you get paid a little bit.
Yeah, you get a
so
fiver.
I'd
get
go on like a Thursday night.
Yeah.
Do the cross.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah.
Not too long. Old dead people got some money.
The I spent half my life. Not half my life, the early part of my life, going to church dinners in the fall because the old that was marketing. You know, you had to go for the old man. You needed all the little towns around there, and we had to go to the Catholic and a Lutheran.
Yep.
So sometimes the doubleheader, the chicken, you'd hit the early, you hit like the noon, the first part of the one in Lismore, and then you'd... have to rush over to the Lutheran one and reading or something to.
So would he give his card? Like how do you solicit when you die?
You just BS with people and they get to know you. But he also is big. He had to buy the calendars, the yearly calendars with all the holy days and stuff. And there was a Lutheran version and a Catholic version.
Yeah,
and he bought the calendars, and that was the big expense.
It was like the baseball schedule now.
Yeah, but they weren't little; they were big calendars.
Yep,
and they have to show up carry a couple hundred calendars into the church.
So, what's the difference in days between the two?
We got more saints. The Catholics got more saints.
And we believe in the Pope, right? And they don't?
Yeah, they believe in this other guy who I don't know what is. All I know is they're hopping down the street, too. Man, they put up the Lutherans are down the street. We got a church, and they did a great job decorating all the big trees for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Still got the lights on. It's very nice. It's very nice.
See, I'm all for that.
Mm-hmm. But I was very disappointed because there's a great big mound of snow. And the Lutheran kids, king of the castle,
yep.
King of the hill.
Yeah.
But they weren't throwing each other down. They were just walking each other up and helping each other. What?
That's not how I roll.
Trying to throw them down on the cement, for God's sakes. It's a battle. It should be
or
a war.
Or you'd slide down and upend your friend.
Yeah, That's right. It's a huge...
World's changed, Pat.
Yes, it is. We got something else in sports to talk about. Twins, when does training camp, spring training start?
Middle of this month. February.
It's got to be another week, doesn't it? Yeah. Like sometime next week.
Yeah, like the 14th, right? 12th or something. I think they report then. Mm-hmm. Did you see the Heyman story about Correa?
What?
So it's about the fact that the Mets didn't get him and the Giants didn't get him. But anyway, as an aside, Heyman writes that the word is one of the doctors said, I've never seen an ankle worse than that one.
Yeah, BS. Yeah.
Oh, it might be.
Yeah. Well, how?
But with the Twins lock watch, it'll fall right off.
How has he managed to play this much?
I know. No, I'm just telling you what it said. I have no clue.
With an injury that's, here's what Heyman hasn't told us. The real story on why the Mets bailed. If they didn't want to bail, they would not have hired the same. They would not have used the same doctor as their consultant.
Yeah,
I think he got a hold of Cohen, out eating dinner in Hawaii.
Yep.
At 9 o'clock at night, and said, "Do you want Carlos?" And he said, "Yeah, we want Carlos." And the next morning they announced it, and then the Mets had second thoughts and said, "Okay, let's get the same doctor to say don't sign him. He looks good to me."
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I'm just saying.
Hopefully, yeah, you're right. If
it's just interesting. I still think the contract is good. It's not like not like it's 10 years.
No,
it's fine.
Yeah, and hopefully you get 4 years out of them. What the hell?
And it does look like I will say this. It looks like they had a pretty good winter as far as like got him back. It took some work, but and the pitching's better. I think.
Yeah. Somebody today was expressing concern about the bullpen. I don't feel that way. I like, you know, you know who's going to close now, Duran, right? I might have to use him, not strictly.
Yeah.
And I like this other lefty that got to learn how to throw strikes, but I like Moran. He's got a great arm.
Yep.
And if he starts throwing some strikes.
And some of the starters
and the
are
the other thing is, and Ober could end up in the bullpen too and be really good. And here's the other deal. You only got to figure out who the first four or five are, because the other three are going to be interchanged 50 times.
Mm-hmm.
They're just running other guys in and out.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the pitching probably is better. Who knows? Stay healthy. See what happens. I'd sure like to know what the Kirilloff situation is, but I'm not optimistic. With his shaved off.
Yeah, I mean,
God almighty, that sounds terrible. That sounds terrible.
Yep.
What's your view of the World Baseball Classic? Do you care at all? There's more people getting screwed. You go to an exhibition game, they never play anybody
and
anyway.
Did you see the prices for the World Baseball Classic, too?
Someone sent me the ticket.
Ridiculous amounts.
I got a note from
my friend Tom, who's in Arizona, where I think they're going to play some of the games. And there's like a four-game day or something. It's like $300 for a ticket.
What?
It's ridiculous.
It's like
an all-day pass, but I mean, okay. it's you know.
Yeah. What is wrong with
my problem is this. I do not want a competitive playoff-like tournament right before the season
starts.
You're paid by the team to play for
and
the team.
You know who's playing, apparently? Carlos.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
I'd say no, Carlos.
And I think some teams did say no to players.
No. Yes.
I think Cruz was bitching about it.
Back to the Terry Ryan days.
Yep.
They let the players make up their mind. And apparently they're letting Correa make up his mind.
See, I wouldn't.
If Correa plays and pops his ankle,
yep.
That ain't gonna look good.
Nope.
Well, that's
like Gobert played for France in that highly competitive, mm-hmm. and he got here tired. There's a shock.
Yeah. Yeah, it's those NBA guys don't play enough games. Let's have them play a little in the summer in Europe too.
And then you're trying to rest them now, when you're supposedly trying to win.
Yeah,
but yeah. So I'm not a fan in my older age now of these ancillary tournaments.
What do you think Luka thinks of getting Kyrie as a teammate? Luka likes having the ball.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, that ball's gone.
You think this is going to work?
No, because Kyrie's crazy.
I know.
Plus, the other thing is he won't play. He'll miss 20 games. The 40 left, he'll miss 20. Or however.
And the Mavs, I guess, gave up their best defensive player.
Dinwiddie? Oh, no, I don't know who they gave up. They gave up
the other.
They gave up two, three guys.
Yeah, yeah. Hold on a second. Yeah. I'm amazed.
Mm-hmm.
I would not have taken this chance in season.
But Cuban can't resist, right?
No.
Getting publicity and.
But it's ridiculous.
Yeah. I mean, Luka. I think one thing that makes Luka great is he has the ball.
Yep.
There's not many guys that size that can do what they, you know, do what they do with the ball. But Kyrie's. You know, I mean, he thinks the world is flat.
No,
I thought it was a spoof, but he's a nut job.
Yeah, he is.
He
is a terrible teammate.
Yes, yes, because he doesn't care. But
Dorian Finney-Smith is very
is
good
he a big
defensively.
Defender? Okay.
But yeah, I mean, he is a complete pain in the ass. What more evidence do you need?
Don't know. Everything is. Because he's a lunatic, so we'll see. Plus, he wants 230.
Yes,
you know, he wants the huge contract. So
he strikes me as the type of guy who doesn't give a damn about the sport.
What do you think this guy's gonna do? Is he gonna trade Nas or Noel because he can't get him? Can't sign both of them? He can't trade Nas probably if he's trying to make the playoffs, because you never know which of your big men are gonna play.
What would Noel get you? That's my question. He's so sporadic.
He has not had a good year. I thought he was a guy I really liked, but he's not much, probably.
Yeah. And Nas is going to leave. Like, if you're Nas.
Yeah, you got to leave and be a starter.
Right. Why would you come back here with Gobert and Towns?
Well, here's the trouble. You can't trade Towns till after July 1st.
Correct.
So, I don't know. When do you have to become compliant with the cap? Can you spend the summer way over the cap and then be by opening day?
You probably have to be compliant with the cap when the league year starts, right? Which would be July.
Yeah. So what I'm saying is if you give Nas a nice contract based on the fact you're going to trade Cat.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
because D'Lo's not coming back.
Nope. And that's the mystery. When is their trading deadline?
This week.
Isn't it amazing? The NHL lets you trade until about...
Oh, they moved it back, which is genius.
About 8 games before the season ends.
It's great.
It's idiotic.
I love it.
Oh, well, you shouldn't be able to change your team that much. Let them
trade. The smartest thing is football.
When is it now? March?
March, yeah. Early March.
Jesus.
And they start the playoffs in April.
It's
football, though, finally is pushing it back.
Oh, they are?
Because it gets more action. It's more fun.
They don't get many trades, though, anyway.
They didn't used to, but now you had the Hawkinson trade. They've actually, by putting it back, they've actually gotten more trades now that are actually impactful a little bit.
They don't need them. I mean, who cares?
Come on. They're trying to rule the world. What are you talking about?
You know, they got the free agent day as they take over the whole news.
That's in March. Yep.
The
NCAA basketball tournament might as well fold up shop now with how bad college basketball is and with what football's done to March.
Yeah, that's true. You know, you get the Final Four, so people will watch. But
I used to love that first round, though.
Yes. Well, yeah, because there'd be some upsets.
Yep. But, it was just fun.
Now they're not even upsets because, you know, the big conferences all have about two decent teams.
Now, when can St. Thomas get in?
The tournament?
Yeah.
They can't get in. They get to play in the Summit League this year, but they can't get into the tournament. Right now, it's 4 more years.
Jeez.
This year and 3 more.
Can we waive that? There's no reason for what? Why?
What's amazing is individual athletes can't compete either. So if you have like a great cross-country runner,
yep,
he can't go either as an individual.
Why?
I don't know. I don't know.
They literally make up the rules as they go along.
They like to be able to enforce something because they can't.
So the cross country kid could transfer.
Yeah, I know.
All he or she wants, basically.
And they have open transferring anyway.
Yeah,
track and field. So, yeah, he could, but.
But can't compete.
You know, maybe you want to get a degree at St. Thomas. You like it there, but you can't. You know, you're fifth in the country in the 5,000 meters, and you can't go to the tournament and run as an individual. What difference does it make? It's ridiculous.
I'd far prefer for St. Thomas to have at least a shot of being in the basketball tournament for something to watch if they make it, because these guys ain't going to make it for a long time.
Poor Ben.
Well, I think he might be. I don't know if he's going to make it long.
I thought he'd get the year four, but he'll get one more year. But if it stays like this. It's not if it.
Where do you go?
Anywhere near like this. Well, then you gotta go spend money.
No, I know, but like, do you try and get like a Dutcher back here?
Cheap ass Coyle has got to spend some money on basketball. Because I think Lindsey will probably get another year too, but Lindsey's next year's our last year if something doesn't happen. And this year, I wouldn't be surprised if this year's their last year.
And what happened to them?
Well, they're not.
Didn't
strong.
They get off a decent start?
They got the big kid's been playing pretty good. They got one big kid, but they're when you see them play, the guards kind of get bounced off the ball, and they're not physically. Women's college basketball is a little more physical than it was, and it's they.
Why did that Scalia leave?
She wanted to go win, I guess.
I mean, she's good, but that's type of player.
But she's coming off the bench for them. She was a star here, so
because they kicked the Gophers' butts right last week,
yeah, bad as they wanted to. My girl down in Iowa, though, is still ripping her up. Caitlin Clark.
Ooh, she's good.
I saw her make a shot the other day. It had to be 33 feet. It's unbelievable. She can, she's tough. And you can just tell her whole life is kicking your ass. You know, that's the whole thing she wants to do.
But that's sad because Waylon's life was the same thing.
Yeah, that's true.
She's as good a competitor as I've seen.
Mm-hmm.
But my God, it's.
It's we talked about it yesterday. It's a cycle. When things are bad, it's really harder than ever to get out of that cycle. Though. Mm-hmm. All righty.
All right.
But, you know, I hate to say it, but I kind of, we could have used football this weekend. There was nothing
going
on.
Well, we'll have plenty to talk about next
Monday.
Except
we did have the flag football game. So you read all about it in the Star Tribune today if you want to.
This is an incredible, incredible devotion of space to something that didn't really happen.
Yes, it is.
All right.